Do you have a missing tooth or missing teeth? Well, welcome to Teeth Talk. Today we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about why people lose their teeth and solutions. Dr. Ashley Mann is with us from Charles Ashley Mann Family and Cosmetic Dentistry, offices in Cary, Garner, and Fuquay, Varina. Online at smilemann.com. Hi, Dr. Mann. Hope you're doing well.
Hello, Mike. Yes, I am, and I hope you're staying cool on this hot day.
What are some of the reasons you see in your office for people with missing teeth?
You know, people can lose teeth in many ways. You know, the most common we've talked about before, the number one disease in America is periodontal disease. Second way to lose it is by fracture, so trauma. You could have a tooth that had a root canal that breaks. And then third is, of course, decay, when the tooth decays so much that there's not a lot of tooth left to keep, so we end up having to extract those. So those are the three most common ways that we see people lose their teeth. Periodontal disease being like the number one, as in you lose a lot of teeth at one time when you have periodontal disease, whereas with decay, you can lose a lot. Usually with fractures, trauma, you only lose one. Now, you can knock out your teeth with sports or any kind of accidents that you may happen where you get traumatized. You can knock out multiple teeth in the front. I've seen that. But those are the common ways that we see people lose their teeth in my dental practice.
So let's look at
the other way that you can be missing teeth congenitally. I didn't even, I forgot to mention that. There's a lot of people, 1 in 10 people that are born without a permanent tooth. They'll have their baby tooth, but they don't have a permanent tooth behind it.
Very interesting. I didn't know that. Well, let's talk about decay being the issue for a missing tooth. How does it progress to that point?
Yeah, so when a person has really deep decay, it usually goes down into the root of the tooth. When the decay extends down so far that it's unrestorable, we have to take the tooth out. The goal is, when someone has decay, and most everybody gets decay in their life, is to get it early before it gets too deep. And then we can either put a filling or a crown or a cap on the tooth, depending on the size of the decay and the amount of decay. But as that decay creeps down into the root, a lot of times the tooth is unrestorable and we have to extract the tooth.
I personally have a missing tooth, which had a root canal years ago, and something called resorption started, and then it had to be extracted. What happened there?
Yeah, so a lot of teeth, root-wise, can get something called resorption. And, it usually occurs from trauma or sometimes a failed root canal. And when that resorption happens, especially in your case, it was external resorption, there's not a lot that we can do to stop your body from eating the root away is basically what's happening. And you have to remove the tooth. So usually that occurs from like clenching, grinding, or someone who's had a root canal and the root canal didn't keep the external resorption from happening.
Well, let's say someone has had a missing tooth for a while. I've heard that the body reacts by forcing those teeth to bend to fill that gap. Does that happen?
Yes, it does. There's two things that happen, especially in the posterior, in the back. More towards the front, we don't see this, but we can. But what happens in the back is your teeth take the most trauma, the most force when we're chewing in the back. Our food, when we clench our teeth. And what happens is the back teeth will shift towards the front, towards to try to fill that gap. But it doesn't shift straight. It kind of bends into the actual space. So the roots don't move. It just kind of tilts into that space. So your roots are still staying in the same place, but the crown, the part that we see, tilts in. And it can cause some biting issues, and it also can cause that tooth to snap off. So I always tell people losing a tooth can be like a domino effect. Once you lose one, you can start losing multiple over time if you don't get the tooth replaced that's missing. The second thing that happens when you get a tooth extracted in the posterior or even in the anterior, you start losing bone where that tooth was. Bone is what helps keep the tooth into place, helps support your bite. And your body knows, hey, I don't really have to lay down bone anymore and keep the bone nice and thick in that area. So over time, we see atrophy in the area where the tooth was extracted.
Thank you for joining us on Teeth Talk today. Heard every Sunday at 4:30 on WPTF. Also on demand at WPTF.com or wherever you get your podcast. We'll continue with our discussion about missing teeth. You're tuned to Teeth Talk on WPTF. FM 92.9, AM 680, and WPTF.com. News, talk, traffic. We're back here on Teeth Talk, talking about missing teeth. Let's talk about trauma. People losing them from an accident or a fall. In those cases, is the tooth totally discharged, or is there still a portion left behind?
You know, sometimes the teeth are completely knocked out. Sometimes they're just knocked loose. It's better if they're knocked loose because we can actually go in and brace those teeth quickly after the accident. And a lot of times the ligaments and the bone will tighten back up around those teeth, and we don't have to do anything further. If the teeth are completely knocked out, the best thing to try to do is to get them and keep them wet and get to the dentist as soon as possible and put them back in. A lot of times those teeth it will fail, meaning they end up not being able to keep them. If they break off at the gum line instead of the whole root coming out, there's not a lot that we can do if they break off at the gum line. You really are probably looking at getting the root tips out and, you know, preserving that area for future implants or bridges or partial dentures or whatever the patient is desire. But that usually is the three options.
As we get into summer, we and our families are more involved in sporting activities that could result in missing teeth as well.
Well, you know, all contact sports, even though we think they're not contact, even soccer, basketball, football for sure, lacrosse, all those contact sports, plus ones where you know that you are probably capable of getting hit by one of your own players or another player, we highly recommend sports cards, mouthpieces that protect the teeth. And, you know, it really falls into pretty much all the sports. You know, baseball, all of them, I've seen the injuries either from the ball directly, someone's elbow, someone's knee. It's amazing, you know, the injuries that can happen even in those non-contact sports. So we just recommend everyone wear those guards.
Can hairline fractures be a problem as a result of trauma? Could that cause an extraction?
Yeah, so when a root has a fracture, there's not much we can do to save the tooth if it's traumatized. Or if you, like, even bite down on a bone or something that causes it. And the symptoms are usually every time you bite, there's pain. And, again, when you have trauma, you have to give it, you know, the tooth several weeks to try to tighten back up or to correct itself. If it doesn't and it continues to give pain when chewing, I usually will take what we call a 3D x-ray in our office, and it will determine if the tooth or the root is fractured. And if your root is fractured, then you have to take that tooth out.
Well, luckily there are solutions to replacing missing teeth, so let's talk about those options.
Well, you know, the most important thing is to replace the missing tooth. And the reason for that is whenever you lose a tooth, you lose balance. And you start chewing on the surrounding teeth, which are not used to taking that much force. So then they start having increased risk for failure. So replacing one tooth is fairly easy. You have many options. The best option is an implant. The reason for that is it's just like a natural tooth. The difference is the root is made of titanium instead of tooth structure. And it's really easy. We basically just place the titanium root down into the location in the bone where the previous tooth existed, and your bone will actually grow into the titanium implant and stabilize it so that we can then screw a tooth right down into that implant. So just like your natural tooth, it looks and feels just like your natural tooth, and you're able to chew whatever you want, and you're able to smile if you, you know, have a missing tooth up front and get it replaced with an implant without any embarrassment. But the good thing about implants is you can't break them. They're very hard, and you cannot get decay around them. That is a wonderful thing because most all the other options increase your risk for decay for placing a missing tooth. The second option is a little bit less than an implant, but it's a good option, is what we call a bridge. And that's when we prepare the teeth on either side of the missing tooth for crowns, and we fuse the missing tooth between those crowns and then permanently cement it into place. And that's called a bridge, or some people call it a fixed partial denture. The third way to replace a missing tooth is with a denture, a partial denture. A partial denture is something that you take in and out, and you have to clean it outside of your mouth. It's kept in place by what we call these little arms. And those little arms surround the teeth on either side of the missing tooth, and they stabilize that partial into place. We call them clasps. They kind of grab hold of the tooth. And those are really the three options you have for replacing a tooth. The more teeth you're missing, the more likely the bigger the partial, or we have to start talking about larger bridges, things like that. But those are really the three options. Partial dentures, dentures if you don't have any teeth, bridges, and or implants.
I'd imagine sooner rather than later in attending to a missing tooth, do you run out of options as it runs longer, as you wait longer?
Well, with an implant, you have to have enough bone. And anytime you place an implant, there has to be enough thickness vertically and horizontally in your mouth, because you have to have wide enough and long enough implant to stabilize your bite so that bone has enough surface, the implant has enough surface so the bone can grow around that implant and stabilize it. So that's what we see with people who do not get something done, is that atrophy causes that bone to vertically reduce and horizontally reduce. And if you don't have enough bone, the only option to get an implant after that would be a bone graft. Now, we do grafting, what we call socket preservation, when we extract a tooth. We give the patient an option for socket preservation with bone. And that does get by the patient some time. They can get an implant as quick as 3 to 6 months after that socket preservation. But I've seen patients wait as long as 3 to 5 years without seeing atrophy if they preserve the socket that is left after the tooth is taken out. But that is one of the other problem that we see is, as you mentioned earlier in the show, is your teeth will shift. And then when it shifts into that space, it won't close the space up completely, but then your teeth are crooked and it's very hard. Usually we have to go in, and if someone wants an implant, we have to orthodontically upright the teeth to get an implant in. And even with the bridge, sometimes we have to do that because the teeth have to be parallel when we prep the teeth so that the bridge can fit in. And sometimes the teeth move so far down crooked to fill the space that we have to do them orthodontically, what we call uprighting, to get them straight again. So those are the two most common things that we see. One of the things that we see a lot, too, is someone loses a tooth and they say, oh, it's my back tooth. I don't really care. No one's going to see it's my chewing tooth. Then they lose a second tooth behind, say, a chewing tooth behind the first one. And then they have a very large space up there. So suddenly they have no chewing teeth on one side. So they start switching and chewing just on the other side. And then they'll lose a tooth there. Mm. We see this all the time, the domino effect, we call it. Well, then they're left without a lot of their back teeth. And we're so habitual as humans that we can become accustomed to chewing on our front teeth. our food if we don't have back teeth. The problem with that is our front teeth were not made to chew with.
Right.
So you slowly start wearing those front teeth down. And it gets to a point where the patient says, hey, I need to get something done. Well, they've taken the implant option out a lot of times without surgery because the back does not have enough bone to place implants. So their only options are partial dentures or what we call all-on-X, where they extract their remaining teeth and they do implants throughout their mouth, and we screw in what we call immediate dentures.
We have one more segment coming up today on our subject of missing teeth. This is Teeth Talk with Dr. Ashley Mann from Charles Ashley Mann Family and Cosmetic Dentistry in Cary Garner and Fuquay, Verena. This is Teeth Talk on WPTF and WPTF.com News, Talk, Traffic. I'm curious, if someone has had a crown, let's say, in place and suddenly develops tooth sensitivity, does that necessarily mean that tooth must go?
Oh, no, absolutely not. Sometimes people get sensitivity whenever their teeth are worked on, whether it's a filling, whether it's a crown, and the tooth or the nerve can get really upset and cause sensitivity to hot or cold. Most of the time it settles down. When the decay is really deep or the preps are really deeper towards the nerve, then there's an increased risk for a root canal. But really, a root canal only occurs when the nerve dies, basically. So if a person's having a little bit of cold sensitivity every time they drink something cold, but it goes away really quickly, or they have hot sensitivity and it goes away really quickly, that's a sign that the nerve is not dead. It's actually working. If, for instance, you get cold sensitivity and you get pain afterwards that lingers for, you know, hours, 30 minutes to an hour, that's a sign that your nerve is upset. It's called pulpitis. And we actually can put the patient on usually a steroid, which is an anti-inflammatory, and it usually calms the nerve down and the sensitivity goes away. If for some reason it's irreversible pulpitis, your nerve is going to die, then it won't go away, and then that's when we have to do a root canal. But I'd say about 95% to 98% of the time, most teeth are settled down after any kind of crown or filling on their own. The nerve gets used to the new restoration.
Well, it seems all these procedures, except for trauma, can be prevented by having more frequent exams every 6 months and cleanings. Do you agree?
Yeah, that's correct. You know, if you haven't had a lot of dental work and you're coming every 6 months to get your teeth cleaned, we can catch decay very early and periodontal disease very early and treat it so that patients aren't losing teeth. And that's really why we take x-rays every year. A lot of people say, I don't want x-rays, I want them done every 3 years. Well, in 3 years, you might get some decay that's very deep, and instead of doing a simple filling, it might be a very big filling, or it might be a crown. So prevention is the biggest thing, and that's why the American Dental Association recommends certain things, such as x-rays every year to detect decay. But if someone's coming in on a regular basis, that will be discovered in its earliest stages, and it's an easy fix.
I think the toughest thing that you face in dentistry must be those patients that like to procrastinate.
Procrastination, yes. Yeah, procrastination is very big in my industry because a lot of times, you know, teeth don't hurt. But I can point out, sometimes decay doesn't hurt. And a lot of people will say, well, I'm going to wait till it hurts me or I have a problem. And that's usually when it's either A, too late, you're going to have to extract the tooth, or it's very expensive to fix it. And procrastination can cost you a lot of money, but it also can cost you a lot of pain. I always tell people, you know, why do you want to wait till it hurts? Most people don't like pain. But we do intraoral video pictures in our office to show all of our patients the problem that a tooth has, and they get to make the decision wisely. It's good if you have a picture in front of you showing a fracture or showing you the decay so that you can make the right decision as a patient. Every patient wants to be informed. And we found that once the patients are informed, procrastination goes away because they see the problem and not just hear it from me. So that's why we take x-rays. We also take intraoral pictures, and we do a clinical evaluation as well.
We should say that tooth replacements have gone a long way in making them look more natural, thanks to CEREC and other technology that you have in your office now.
Yeah, I mean, they look really like a real tooth. And, you know, if you're getting a crown, you get it in the same day. You know, you don't have to come back over and over again, you know, wear a temporary. Our goal is to get it stable that day that you're there so that you don't have any problems. We used to, you know, have to place before the CEREC technology, which is a CAD-CAM technology, and we also do 3D printing now. We used to have to put a temporary crown on the tooth, send it to a lab, and then the lab had to make it. But we now have our own lab, CAD-CAM technology, that mills it out, you know, chairside. And they're even more accurate than the ones we sent to the lab because we don't have to take those gooey impressions. We're taking digital impressions now. So it has decreased the amount of sensitivity and decreased the amount of root canals that we've seen because those temporaries are only temporarily bonded into place. And so they are not tightly sealed off so bacteria can get up under them. Things like that can happen until we get the permanent crowns from the lab. So we've seen a great decrease since we started CAD-CAM about, I've been doing it for like 18 years now, in the amount of root canals after we do a crown.
Well, if you have a missing tooth, don't procrastinate. That's a lesson learned today. Dr. Mann has offices of Charles Ashley Mann Family and Cosmetic Dentistry in Cary Garner and Fuquay, Verena. Call 919-462-9338 for an appointment. You can also go to smileman.com, the smile, MANN.com. What are we going to talk about next week?
Well, it is Men's Health Month. So we're going to talk about all the diseases in the mouth that can affect the health, men's health in general.
We'll tackle that next Sunday at 4:30 right here. For Dr. Mann, I'm Mike Slayman, and you've been listening to Teeth Talk. Keep smiling.